Thank you, Mr. Chair. We saw that there is a consensus about the importance of retaining human control over weapon systems and the use of lethal force. Humans should always be involved in the decision loop and bear the ultimate responsibility when dealing with the decision of life and death in a meaningful manner. We believe that the development and use of fully autonomous weapon systems, which does not have meaningful human control, are undesirable and conflict with the IHL. As stated in the conclusion of the UNDER summary report for tabletop exercises, systems that perform all steps of the targeting cycle outside of any human form of human control or supervision are not technically feasible, militarily desirable, or legally permissible. Operators and commanders should have adequate training and knowledge to understand how the weapon system works. In every situation, commanders and operators have to maintain a sufficient level of control and choose to abort the mission whenever necessary. Human-machine interaction in the weapon systems should only be enable commanders and operators to make proper decisions. Emerging technologies that could be utilized in possible future laws would likely be of dual use in their nature. Any technology associated with laws so far will have a further immense effects not only on economy and development, but also on health, transportation, security, military, and many other fields. Therefore, all efforts not to hamper progress or access civilian research, development, and use of these technologies is of utmost importance. We believe that priority should be given to the code of conduct or confidence building measures, CBMs, mechanisms that are politically binding. Although Turkey is not party to the additional Protocol 1 to the 1977 Geneva Conventions relating to the protection of victims in international armed conflicts, it fulfills its liabilities by investigating whether it is prohibited according to the international law, as stated in Article 36 of this protocol, before the employment of study, development, procurement, or adoption of a new weapon, means, or method of warfare. Taking into account that some weapons outlawed by international agreements, which are not elevated to the level of international common law, and of which Turkey is not part, could impose a negative humanitarian impact on civilians. Turkey extends its practices to restrict the use of these weapons. In the light of Martin's clause, we consider in all of its activities that not prohibiting a weapon system under international law cannot be interpreted as permission to use it. From our last informal discussions, we remember some criticisms about cargo's engagement. The information and comments about cargo's engagement to the target with a face recognition system do not reflect the truth. Cargo has similar working logic with the unmanned aerial vehicles developed in this field. I thank you.